a land designed to give you an opportunity to participate in adventures that are a living blueprint of our future. This week, I will be asking 15 questions all about Tomorrowland at Walt Disney World. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Theme Park Trivia Podcast. I'm Dana, and I'm here with Sadie.
Hi.
And Kylie, my sister's husband's brother's kid, or not a cousin, Kylie.
Hi.
They will get 15 questions, 10 seconds to answer, and get 1 point for each correct answer. And if they get 10 questions right this week, they get ice cream.
So excited.
Then stick around for the end for a quick round of Guess the Character. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Number one, how many attractions are there in Tomorrowland?
Six.
No, it's seven.
Seven.
It is seven. It will be eight with Tron. Number two. What is the name of the lively interactive ride on a space cruiser which you can swivel and spin, controlled by riders who can also aim and shoot at moving targets?
Is it Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin?
It is. You are correct.
We are geniuses.
Number three. On what attraction can you hear the voice actor who also voices Bugs Bunny?
We're gonna go with the Carousel of Progress.
You are correct.
We're getting this ice cream.
All right. Number four, what year did the Carousel of Progress premiere in the New York's World Fair?
'65.
Oh, you're so close.
1966.
1967.
It was 1964.
Oh.
Maybe you'll get this one. Number five, what year did the Carousel of Progress open in Walt Disney World?
1975.
You are correct.
I knew I read that somewhere.
Number six, what was the original name for the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover?
Okay, we're gonna go with the train of today's future people mover.
It's called, it was called the Wedway People Mover.
I wouldn't have
Wedway.
Wedway. Number seven. How many attractions were housed in the Stitch's Great Escape building?
It's four.
You are correct.
Halfway to ice cream.
Number eight. At what Tomorrowland dining location do they use for the ticketed dessert parties?
Tomorrowland Terrace?
You are correct.
Woo!
Number nine. Where can you get a view of Progress City, Walt Disney's idea of Epcot?
Is it the People Mover?
You are correct. Number 10. How many tracks are there in Space Mountain?
Two.
You are correct. Number 11. Which track is longer, Alpha or Omega?
The Alpha track.
You are correct. Number 12. What now retired opening day attraction was the inspiration for the Skyline? Go with your instincts.
A Ferris wheel.
A Ferris wheel. It was called the Skyway.
Oh.
Number 13. What color is the popular selfie wall in Tomorrowland?
It's purple.
It is purple. The purple wall.
And we are getting ice cream.
Oh, 10 points. Very nice. Woo! All right, you still have 2 questions left, though.
Okay.
Number 14. What is the name of the quick service restaurant found under the Astro Orbiter?
The launch pad.
It was a launching pad.
I would give you that.
Close enough.
Number 15. Who are the characters that you can see at the Rocket Tower stage?
Buzz Lightyear and Stitch.
That you are correct.
Woo! Woo!
So how many did you get?
12.
Wow, look at you guys go. Now it's time for Guess the Character. This week we're giving Kylie a turn. She will give you 5 clues on who her character is.
My character is a girl. She is a fashion icon and a family friend of a superhero family. She has an unfortunate haircut and wears glasses.
If you think you know who Kylie's character is, comment over at Smaldinoland USA on Instagram. Last week it was Amelia's turn. Who was your character, Amelia?
My character was the collector from the Owl House.
Thank you for listening and playing along, and we will be back next week for another episode of the Theme Park Trivia Podcast.
Bye!